Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, you can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Tell us about family love, what you have experienced also there. All right, we're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. And you can talk to us directly there. What is family love and what is it even all about? Speaker saying, hello, can I get more info on this? I don't know what you're talking about, Speaker, but if it is about family love, keep on listening, man. It's just interesting to talk about this. So, buona dumela, hi. Butwami, sabona.
Ngibulisa ku-Apostle Phumla Mfene no-Pastor Magama. Sanibonani bafowethu. Ifamily love mina ngizoyibeka ngenye indlela izinto ezenzekayo la elokishini. Today baningi abazali abahlupheka bekhulisa abantwana babo ngothando. There was love and sacrifices. La bazali bafundisa abantwana babo ngemithetho kaJehova. Kepha kuzothina sebekhulile bona, kube bonke labantwana kukhona ozokwenza kahle, kube khona ozokwenza kabi. Abazali nasebekhulile labantwana abasakhombisi family love. Sebebona ukuthi abazali babo ngoba sebegugile, mhlambe omunye ushaye i-stroke. Labantwana bazobona ukuthi lo sokuwumthwalo manje lento le labazali bethu. Bathi siyahluleka masibase e-home. Kepha kuzoba khona omunye phakathi kwalabantwana othole uJesu Kristu, ngoba phela uthando lwaJesu Kristu lungenye indlela bafowethu. Bathola nonkosikazi o-right, bazohlala phansi bakhuluma. Ozothi ngizokhuluma nonkosikazi wami, sizobathatha abazali bami bazohlala nathi. These couples bazosebenzisa uthando lukaJesu Kristu, showing kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Ngeke bathi njengalabayana, ngoba uthole ukuthi ubaba, abobaba sometimes omunye uzothi ubaba mina wangiphathe kabuhlungu ngisakhula. Kepha one thing for sure, at the end of the day wamkhulisa. Or omunye athi umama wami was harsh, enza zonke izinto bengiphatha kabi, what and what. Kepha labazali babakhulisa bazali.
Hey, my daughter.
Family love, brother, ukuhlala ngokukhuleka so that we can honor our parents by letting them know that we love them.
Yes.
Singathi izinto zayesterday. Ngikhumbula uJesu Kristu lapho esiphambanweni ebheka bekhombana ngaye bemhleka what and what. Azange abasongele uthi baba bathethelele ngoba abakwazi abakwenzayo. Thina sithile nobugodi, i-forgiveness iyafuneka kibudwayana. Iyafuneka, my brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu, anibusise. God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Siyabonga. God bless you all.
Awuzeke. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this very issue, and we are touching base on the issue of family love.
Celebrating 30 years of worship at Sunbed Arena on the 28th of September with the legends Soli Mahlangu, Rebecca Malube, Soweto Spiritual Singers, and on the 29th of September at Grand West Arena, we have Elvira Sandili, Lucinda Beja, Veronica Mayers, Jonathan Rubin, and Cameron Ward. Both evenings with international sensations Israel Houghton
and New Breed.
Tickets are available at Ticket Pro from 499 brands, proudly brought to you by Radio Pulpit and IMU.
All right, Mankosi says, Pastor Ray, greetings. Yaba buhlungu le topic. It says, besingakanaki uNkulunkulu asize. Besingakanaki uNkulunkulu asize. Yaba buhlungu ke le topic. Hey, my daughter. Yeah, I can tell. It's painful. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Apostle, let me bring this to you. You know, family love and also the maternal love, the mother's unforgettable love is one of the things. And I'm going to be quoting to you Isaiah 49:15. Let's take calls first. Hello there. Hi. Baba, nyeke nkosi. Sawubona mntana nkosi.
Ngiyaphila nyeke nkosi.
Siyaphila, sibuze kuwe.
Siyaphila nyeke nkosi. Sibonga ukuthi nilungisa ama family.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Makabongwe ongaphezulu.
Awuzange nyeke nkosi le zinto mawuzibheka kahle zikhostwa abazali.
Mm.
In a family kuba ne segregation.
Mm.
Bese kuba ne-favoritism.
Mm.
Ikhostwa abazali.
Mm.
Kube nabantwana abatuswayo ukudlula abanye abantwana.
Mm.
Angazi inceke inkosi, kodwa uma ngithanda ukubheka, uma umuntu naye uneyngane eziwuthele,
yeah,
angeke uzithande with the same love.
Eish.
Yibona kuyenzeka kubazali lento leyo.
Mm.
And that's a very shameful act eyenziwa abazali. Ngoba uma uKristu esikhululile, usikhululile impela, uma sibheka abantwana bethu kumele sibabheke ngeso elifanayo. Ngoba izinto eziningi zimoshwa yithi abazali. And abantwana bese kuba nenzondo, nasekukhuleni kube nenzondo. Uma ungahlala phansi nabantwana ubabuze izinto abadlule kuzona nezinto ezenziwa abazali kibo, segregation inomthelela omkhulu. So uNkulunkulu asiza abazali ngoba uNkulunkulu kuye abona segregation. UNkulunkulu, when he love purely. But thina singabazali kuba nale kuthi, hey, uyabona makuwuthemba umntana nami uNkulunkulu ayigcinele yena, kube nabanye abantwana esingakhuluma lutho ngabo.
Hey, my thought.
And it's very painful. Abanye banemiza bobaba, abanye banemiza bomama. But they never encounter umama or ubaba amtshela ukuthi umuhle mntanami, amtshela ukuthi you are brilliant, you are intelligent. But kwaphuma izinto ezibolile waze walala aze alungise, ngoba umsebenzi wethu abazali it's to bless these children. And
okwesibili
is to teach them ngendlela kaNkulunkulu. So that singazoba necala phambi kukaNkulunkulu. Remember, abantwana bayisibusiso sibuya kuNkulunkulu, nayo lisibusiso uNkulunkulu sithembile ukuthi we're gonna teach them iindlela zakhe. And iindlela zikaNkulunkulu azina curses, azina vulgar language, azina shame, but zi-fruitful and zinobu-honest and zi-trustworthy. So kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasisiza la ebuzalini, ngoba kathi sifeyila la ebuzalini. That is why you will find two brothers babuye esisu nesisodwa bangathandani. The problem umzali, abazali. If abazali they can be honest kula bantwana, konke kungahamba kahle. Ngiyabonga Nkosi.
Eish, ngiyabonga Nkosi. Kubusise bamasa. Nkosi kubusise kakhulu. Thank you so much. All right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Family love, what it is, and many reasons are coming in even today. Wamasang saying those with a lot of children find it hard to love them equally. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but tell us what you feel. Tell us what you feel, because I believe each and every input has a particular point of wisdom that we would bring together and really receive quite a wisdom that is bigger. Isaiah 49:15, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you, says the Elohim. He makes an example of the woman. Says, can a woman forget her nursing child?
Yeah.
And can a woman forget the compassion that she has on her son? I don't know if today we have parents who basically have lost on the compassion on their children. And I've heard many people saying, I give up on this one. You know, actually, Some days in Atteridgeville, I would listen to these siblings saying, the other one saying, "Ukaraka shwa o." And that person died, Muna. After a while, that person passed away. He's alone now. He's alone now. And it's haunting on him. Because when they were fighting, after the passing away of their parents, he basically wished the other one would die. And that one died. He didn't kill them, but he died, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's eating on him. What do you say? What's your say, Apostle?
Hello? You're this bad kid. Like, what would have happened? That's we forget what the Bible says, love covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
You know? And as long as we stay with our family members, they will always rub us the wrong way. But I think it should always take us back to the place where love conquers all. Like, love conquers all. It covers a multitude of sins. But like for me, Joe, the stories I write in the book of Joshua chapter 2, San Tronofat, it's a typical example that display family love. You know, this woman, the family is out there, she's somewhere there, and he gets first-hand information how the destruction is coming. And because of Narata family, he had to negotiate. Not only on her behalf, he had to negotiate even on behalf of the family. For me, that's just love right there. Obviously, I want to believe or some of the family members, she was not in good terms with them. And this opportunity was going to be a good one. Monaka Ketolar, no, it hautle man, huskata man, hute man, you know, Nakaba Keta, Rubaba Mukawatang, Aska Jumel or Baba Steve. But when we finish negotiating with the spy, Abam Lelabar, look, on this particular day, this is what you must do, and make sure your entire family is dead, because we will not be held accountable for those who are outside. So we are only responsible for those who are within. And remember, when this woman saved family, he also saved that destiny. And this woman went just an act, a whole new chapter, your family, whole new chapter. And I pray that we get to that extent where we express Lagatolaruna like that, where destinies of those that God has given us matter the most than their weaknesses, you know, where God is taking the people of God, it matters. The Bible says David served the purposes of God in his generation, another version in his lifetime. So may we understand that love. No matter what's konuguti, sibegezelela neni, sitanda neni, so that we are able to reach our destiny as individuals, but also as a nucleus, their family, you know. So, and her own advisor, we need to pick each other up and move forward, so forth and so on.
Yes.
But it's not easy, Joe, with all different personalities. Some are crazy. You mentioned something very powerful, or where the parents may talk of Allah, but now they go haywire, whatever that is. And it's because it goes there. Somebody said something very sad I can never forget. And she was a very loving girl until now, and then he started behaving katela esakwela. So he would then got a dog. I kena kamunku. I ate some ma. And then he would try for babla lele na the nashlanya abita di window si kamata apa.
Yes.
You see now. But then the problem is when we don't understand that there are certain transitions that happens because of certain events or certain circumstances that take place.
Yeah.
In a time when we are supposed to show forth love, we withdraw it. We begin to question behavior ya mutohu instead of helping the person kalerato or abuele back to the person or mutevan. And most of us, we lose our family members around that time. Where they are hit by certain traumatic experiences and are not able to bounce back all by themselves. It will take the very love
the parents displayed corona to bring each other back to that place of love and help each other back on our feet, even when circumstances will throw you out the bus or out the window and begin to behave out of character. Because Muruti without faith, when I did you in the Sahala Mumara, when I know Mumana, we talk of a little give out to idea after they went and started smoking substances. And then at the end of the day, others couldn't take it because they felt like, hey, you're out of order, so forth and so on. To bring somebody back to their feet. Heal people out of that trauma. That's family love. Because the people back on Kehabamanangwan, Mutwa Chencha, right in front of their faces, they will not be able to tolerate and understand. But us, more especially, who were given a privilege and taste of Rato Lejuang, then we have all the reason to love our family members back to good behavior. Loving our head family members back to restoration, back to the place where they're supposed to be. And it's not going to be easy. Sometimes it takes years, but you keep pampering them until they finally get it, until they heal and recover.
Absolutely. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're talking about family love. What has become of family love amongst believers today? What has become of family love amongst believers? Do we still talk about this? Do we still know this? Do we still understand this? The families that we live with and at, can we say without a doubt that we are actually acting quite correctly to keep the family going? And what are our roles? Can someone call in and say, yeah, well, I know my role and I'm doing quite well. My family members know their roles and they are doing quite well. And if not, why? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Jesso Untikani says, I greet you, Brother Ray, and your guests. This topic hits home to me. Since Mama passed on, everything turned upside down. This tells me that Mama was sitting on a lot of things. Hence, all of this is happening because she's no longer here. It's sad and painful, Brother Ray, because the person behind all this chaos is the elder sibling. It's her way or the highway. Eish. Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine that. I really, really can imagine that. And before we go on, before we take a bit of a jiff, I want to say to Babongan, Babongan, Tina, we love you. We love you very much. We love your contributions into the show. We appreciate you. And we know that the Father is using you. You don't have to prove to anyone anything.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Women of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Ifamily yamanje ayisazwani ikakhulukazi make kwashona abazali ekhaya abantwana bayaphadlalala omunye nomunye sekabheka umuzi wakhe akasanandaba nabanye akasanandaba nabo sisi bakhe akasanandaba nabo bhuti bakhe sekazibhekela umuzi wakhe efamilini yakulesikhathi samanje umuntu nomuntu ubheke yena nabantwana bakhe kuphela. Mage kwashona nje abazali asisanakani. Angazi noma into besenza ukuthi sinakane ukuthi abazali bayaphila. Once bandlula abazali emhlabeni, omunye ushona le ubheka le, nomunye ushona le ubheka le, akusahanjelwana nokuhanjelwana. Hayi kubi isikhathini samanje bafundisi bami, kubi emafemelini. Futhi nje umuntu okudlela umona kakhulu kuba yifamily kunokuthi kube umuntu wangaphandle. Kuba yifamily aze akukhulume nakabi ebantwini bangaphandle wena ozalwa naye endlini no ay kubi uyasihlangahlanganisa uSathane siyifamily uyasihlangahlanganisa akusazwana nhlobo akusazwana kusahanjelwana sekuhlangana njengemingcwabo nakhona nje kuhlangana ubona ukuthi uzifostile nje ukuthi eze ngoba nakho igazi lakhe kube bengasilo bengekeze
bengekeze
yokunzima kunzima bafundisi bami kunzima kudingeka ukuthi sikhuleke kakhulu kuphinde kubuyelwe lathando lasekuqaleni
ya
ngiyabonga ngamalam nguthoko umthweni waseduduza eNigeria.
Ah, thoko mtsweni eduduza eNigeria. Awu madoda. Khumbulenye indawo lapha eduduza bathi kusephumula mqashi. Ah. Ya. Nakwambhele itoro zakho mhlamba azisekho namanje lapha eNala Street. Anyway, siyabonga thoko. Okomtsweni, thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Drop us a voice note and we are talking about family love. What is family love even all about? We need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Much of the times we see many people really not being conversant about this. It is a clear sign that the devil is attacking families of believers.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, Jesse Untikani says, I'm actually waiting with a pen and notebook to hear Ubabu Bongani's contribution regarding this topic. He is a blessing, Kanete. I believe it. He is a blessing. When you start to see oppositions, you know that you're on the right track.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. Let's see this one. Zita, keep and protect me. All right. Ke le dumedi sa baruti ba ka mreneng ke bophelo bo re bophetseng ha re bala ka tseko di female tsengata di family tsengata ha di na khotso ka taba ya batswadi ba rona ba ba le Malakia 2 verses 10. All right, I hear you. We need to hear from you. 012-334-1322 can talk to us directly then. Fudis Makam, let me bring this to you now. The paternal love, when you look into Jairus, or we spoke about Jairus, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Elohim, I believe, help my belief. And the father of the prodigal son, in Luke chapter 15, verses 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Do we still have fathers like that? Who would look at their sons who had went off the way and who are coming back ravaged, and they don't say to them, "Ngakutshela." They go to them, they cry, they kiss them, they embrace them, they bring them back home, they celebrate. Hey, my daughter.
According to the Bible says, why halelo kudla kweingulube kahle kahle wayezijontshela ingulube azijontshela ukudla but ubaba ngothando analo amestratinati umntana muyeza and his soul and according to the word of God lithi uthando lifihle izono eziningi akafika ambalela Afika kavara yonke lento lena amahage. Family love.
Hey my daughter.
You understand? Ubona uIsaac. Ukuthi nahlala 20 years angathola abantwana. But because of a family love, he prays for his wife ukuthi azothola abantwana.
Yeah.
Family love. You understand?
Yes.
Ubona u Abraham uma axoshwa u Agar. The Bible says ukuthi u Abraham ekwatile ukuthi why kodwa ukuxoshwa umntana lola u Ishmael. But uNkulunkulu wakhuluma athi no yenza njengoba asho unkosikazi wakho.
Yeah.
But u Abraham wasn't happy ngokuthi umntana ahambe. Bayingaka bobaba bafuna abantwana babo ukuthi bahlale bayingaka bobaba ngoba abobaba abaningi into esifunayo ukuthi nginomntwana nosibongile nginomntwana nobani bani nginomntwana ubaba wama firstborn yonke lendawo lesa ayikho la ngena firstborn khona but undla bayingaki kwalawo ma firstborn unawo and do you think ukuthi na giving them money is love? Do you think kutina ukuthi ufika umela phawehle se grosser is man is love? That is not love. In order for you to show kuthi you love lomntwana uhlala naye umntana asile heartbeat yakho azokuthi uma ubaba akwatile unje ubaba uma jabulile unje ujabuliswa yini. You are a father. I'll see into nje. You know, Mfundiswami, nyamhlanje uNkulunkulu udinga a father who will stand in the gap akhulekela abantwana bakhe. Abe ubaba kubantwana bakhe. Hayi ubaba azoloka hamba khomba angena phuma ukubonakala ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ube uJehova udinga ubaba. Think about David.
Yeah.
Uma seba no Absalom. Uba nikeza instructions ku chapter 19. Uthi take care of my young Absalom. Uyazi ukuthi lo young Absalom lola ufuna kungibulala ngubaba. But please masosha, take care of my young Absalom. Paseba fika le base babuya bambulele uyakhalayo my Absalom kwakungcono kube kufe mina namhlanje thina bobaba yithi sithathayo i poison sinikeza abantwana ukuthi makafe lo mntwana yithi sithathayo poison sibulala abantwana ubaba namhlanje is a monster. I cannot look at David. Look at my young Absalom. Uyazi ukuthi lento ayenzayo iyenziswa ubuntwana. Uyazi ukuthi lento ayenzayo iyenziswa ngokuthi uhambe bombheni senyawo phela phaya nestrategy. But my young Absalom, because as a father, He had in mind ukuthi na one day my child will come to his senses. My young Absalom. Bainga akabo baba banjani?
Hey madodana.
Ora sifuna ukuthi abantwana bafa.
Eish.
Uthandulela. Uthandulela. Sihamba sikuka abantwana lapha emasontweni lapha. Ubasula amafinyile lapha emasontweni ngokuthi ufuna umamake. Hamhambe bebe. Kati kahle kahle awukho nasothandweni kahle kahle. Ufuna umama walomntana lola. And abantwana bakho ekhaya. Some children are crying, but ubaba ulunge kanjani uma sesontweni. Baze bakwazi ukusondela uma ulapha esontweni. Uma usendlini. Kubaleka gundwana kubaleka ekati inkuku zikhwela emthini ungakabi isikhathi ngoba sewufikile. Unkosikazi agijima ozivalela endlini ophathwa amazinyo unkosikazi ngendaba yokuthi selifikile ibhubezi. Family love. Kanti kuyokuba nini lapho ubaba uyoba a protector, not a persecutor in the family. Kulukuru tinga into efana naleyo. You know lapha ngikhulele khona umfundisi wami, it was a blessing ukuthi ubaba amashona ashona ngisasemncane. Because angikaze ngimbona la baba shout unkosikazi wakhe. Angazi mhlambe babelwe endlini, that is why ngithi mina 100% uwami unkosikazi ngina 20 something years na. Impama yamagayazi. Ngikhuluma ngisindi.
Babamakam bamba kancane. Sawubona baba.
Yebo baba, njani?
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Siyaphila, ngibukisa ni family ya seriously with yonke. Ya, mina ngifuna ukuyela lapho ngoba sekhala tiya. Sorry. Kuyesifika nanki. Sikhala la buyi ke pa mi 70 nyama isobala engude. Kufele. Nokudlola. Namanyala nokukhonza izithombe nokutakata nobutha nokulwa nomona nokuthukuthela nokuhanga nokwalana nokwahlukana nomhawu nokudawa nokuthokozela nokunjalo engimanzela okunikela ngakho iyakuba semanikela ukuthi abenza okunje I buy a good year. Nokufele, nokweba, nokubulala, nokuphinga, nokufisa, nokushimba, inkohliso, nokungali nanhlonye, yeso ekibi, nokuhlambalaza, nokuzisa, nokula. Zonke lezi zinto ezimbi zivela ngaphakathi zingcolise umuntu. Kuthi zonke lezo mfundisi itshelo zenyama bo.
Ya.
Yayithelo zinyama esenza ukuthi abantu bangazani enye masibheka lapho futhi amakhosi lesibili ivesi lezel ithi kokuqala kunumber one ivesi lezel kunumber one to Athaliya ka-Ahaziya esebonile ukuthi indodana yakhe ifile wasuka wachitha yonke imbewu yemkhosi kepha uJehosheba I was here. I'm going to go to the hospital. nange ngokuthi Jesu sewachazile bese khona abantwana bangani ngekhelo zinyama zikamoya yabo ke ibo laba benzikhezi ngemakhaya ngoba manje nangingahamba ngekhelo zikamoya zonke nonke oyizinda ngizomamukela ukuthi loyizindela ekhaya bona angeke ngimfoni udokotela ndomamukela lo udokotela la ekhaya ngeke nize nimfoni uthishela naye nomamukela ngeke nimfoni no uthishela lo ngiyomnikisa isikhundla sakhe kanjalo kanjalo kodwa ahamba manihamba ngeyithelo zenyama konke lo kakukho kusemisa njengoba ujesu akuchaza athi umfowethu nedadewethu nomama labo abenza izinyo yankulunkulu manje izinyo yankulunkulu inethelo zikamoya
ya
inethelo zikamoya yizo zokwenza ukuthi livale intantana kankulunkulu ngiyabonga mfundisi wami.
Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela esimanga bhuti wami, ngiyabonga kakhulu, sibonge kakhulu bhuti.
Okay.
Awuzeke, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say on this. We're touching base on this. The issue today is on family love. Can we say without a doubt that when it comes to family love, we are as honest as should be? Or have we gone on to actually even find ourselves really not experiencing family love the way we are supposed to? Taking your calls, 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, Godfrey, thank you so much, my friend. Godfrey is quoting on the Bible, Matthew 10, verses 34 to 38. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I am come to not send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth me after me is not worthy of me. Absolutely. And it is amazing that you are quoting this when we are talking about family love. And you will realize that scripture has nothing to do with family love. In terms of what it says. Here it speaks about taking up the call and taking up your cross and following Christ. That is what it says. The people in your family, some of the people in your family will tell you that this Christ of yours, but you hold on, move on with it. And he talks about that. He's not talking about the hatred that happens, which we see and talk about even tonight in the families. 012-334-1322. Yeah. Can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Put his makam. What's up, Kube?
I'm from the swami. I'm going to go to 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 the topic. Out of context. We have to remember that on the cross, Jesus, Johan, nanku mamaku. Angati sukanani ngoba you are following me. According to the context lei yena ibeka kuyo. Understand? But uti nanku mamaku, as they are following him, nanku mamaku. Nawe Johan, nanku mamaku, nawe Maria, nanku mtanaku. Angati sukanani.
Yes.
You understand? So I think we make a wrong context. The Bible says, whoever does not take care of his own family is worse than umuntanga call. So we need to take care of our family. If you take care of your family, you can't cope. Because the family can't cope. kulapho kumele siza khona ubaba umama abantwana then kube ne extended family abantu kumele kumele abantu nabanye even neighbors babona abantu abathandanayo bababone la ku family you know ukuhlukana kuma family ama strategies kamane ya Satan because u Satan akafuni unity we have to remember ukuthi before ibandla lebakhona there is a family.
Yeah.
Ayikho into uNkulunkulu ayenzila likho ibandla uNkulunkulu alenzila ngaqalanga ngokwenza ifamily. So ichosho kaNkulunkulu it's a family number one, it's a family.
Yeah.
When we talk about the kingdom of God, it's a family. That must be united. But I'm a strategist as a time. A letter disunity kuma family abantu baxabana bangakhulumisane abanye baze basuka bayofunelana amanzi labantu anotswayi phakathi nomlotha ukuthi mabuya lwanga lali it is fana neles emaqhinga lawa amademone lawa lapho. God wants us to be united and let us take care of each other's needs. Isemele ibandla likaNkulunkulu. You know, uze uNkulunkulu athi na aze uMpostolo Paul athi kuncwadi Timothy umuntu maseka khulile makanakekelwa abantwana bakhe ngoba akasakhona ukusebenza akathi makanakekelwe ibandla abantwana bakhe unless kokuthi lo muntu akanabo abantwana the church must take care. Why athi makanakekelwa abantwana bakhe? Abantwana bakhe yini? Ifamily le ayizalile yena lo gogo lona nalo mkhulu. They must take care. Family ugogo umkhulu abantwana obanibane nabazukulu ukuya le. Ezingila my mother passed on last year. Kumele uma ngila as my mother was still alive. Kumele uma ngila ngithumele umncane ekhaya. But I must take care of my children here. And ngithumele umama ekhaya abe nokudla umama.
Yeah.
Umama makangahamba acele. Ngokuthi mina sengiwumfundisi my mother was not a pastor. Jesus did not come to separate me from my mother. Jesus came so that I must be united with my own mother. Kungakho lo muntu masuswa amademoni. We have to remember that verse. Uma susa amademoni lo bamthole ethuneni. When he wanted to follow Jesus, uthi just buyela kini uyobabonisa ukuthi sewupholile. Ubuyela kubo kwabo bani ku family. Ayobabonisa ukuthi now I've received Jesus. Just bakumela wabona ubani kumela abone his family yakhe.
Ngiyakuzwa.
But bambone kwalo muntu lola.
All right. No ngiyakuzwa mfundisi. Ngiyakuzwa kakhulu. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the issue.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Let's see. Mthuthuzeli Leo says, good evening, pastors and listeners. Family is very crucial. We need to eat, pray together, forgive one another, and love each other. Thank you. It's Innocent Mthuthuzeli Leo from Jabulani Flats. Mthuthuzeli Leo, Innocent, thank you so much. I really, 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 really appreciate your contribution, sir.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Godfrey says, quoting 1 John 3, verses 14 to 15, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Absolutely, man. Absolutely, absolutely. I can say that even far much more.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Babongani.
Akubona ke mfundisi uRay ngibingeleleke nakumama umprofeti uMamfene ngibingeleleke nakumfundisi uMakamu nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni likaJesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu uJesu uyinkosi uJesu uyabusa hamba vangeli hamba vangeli zikhonkotha ke ehambayo emile ziyayichamela kushaywa ke edonsayo angibonge angibonge uthando lwenu ke Radio Pulpit family namhlanje ke angikwazanga ukungena ke ngoba angisitholanga ke isihloko sanamhlanje nasengesonto ngoba ke angizwanga ke umfundisi uRay ezisho ke lezi zihloko ke lapha emsakazweni kungakho ke namhlanje ke ngihleli ke lapha ngiyadla impela ke ngiyasutha ke ngezwike elisherayo ke lapha e-studio manje ke nami ke bengisafunda ke kule ndaba yendodana ke yolahleko eyathatha ke ifa ke kuyise layo lichitha ke ezweni elikude yathi ke mayisibuye engqondweni yakhumbula ukubuyela ekhaya yaxolisa ke yazehlisa ke yaxolisa ke kuyise ngesenzo sayo uyise vele wayehlezi ke eyilindele ngoba ke wayibona ke iseza ikude wayigijimela ke wayihlangabeza and futhi ke wayanga ke uyazi ke njoba ke beseshila umfundisi uMakamu ukuthi hey yayiphuma ke lapha engulubeni inuka kodwa uyise ke waba nalo ke uthando lokuthi ke ayange wayembathisa ke ingubo ke ezintsha wayihlabela kwenziwa ke idili kujajulela ukuthi indodana ke isibuyile ke ekhaya umfowabo wayesemasimini uthe ma ebuya ke ebona ke ukuthi hey kunomcimbi ke lapha ekhaya wathuka ukuthi kungaba yini mase bemchazela ukuthi kwamukelwa ke umfowabo omncane waba nomona kodwa ke engikuthandayo ukuthi ke uyise wamhlalisa ke phansi ke wabe siyamchazela ukuthi kungani bekwenza ke lokho uthando ke lolu olunganambandela uthando owalibonakalisa ke kithina ke uKristu Jesu sizoni kodwa ke wasamukela ke mase siyitholile ke le nsindiso angibonge ke niphile nginthandani amen
amen babongane. Let me tell you babongane, on Sunday we are talking about the spiritual reputation of believers. That is on Sunday, I think. Yeah, Sunday, the spiritual reputation of believers. I will always announce the topic at the end of the show. Always at the end of the show, I will announce the topic. And we trust the Father is doing you well. 9 minutes to go to the hour 8. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, Godfrey is quoting Luke chapter 8, verse 20 to 21, and says, it was told him by Satan, which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Absolutely. And your father and your mother, they are hearing the word of God and do it. They are still your father and your mother. That is what we should take into consideration. We shouldn't say they are not our parents because they don't hear the word of the Father. The Father has given you them and he says honor them. And the way you should honor them, you should love them. And by loving them, respecting them. So we can't move away from that whether we like it or not.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mr. Felix.
Molo molo tatu re molo nonke nonke bafundisi babo bonke nibabulisa bonke family ka Pulpit ndiyababulisa siyabonga ngamazwi tatu re siyabonga hayi siyabonga tata hayi niyayibeka kakuhle sheni La amazwi ukuthi andizanga ndize uzochitha ndize ukuzokuhlukanisa hayi akahambelani nali yohate abantwana yohate nan efamily akahambelani nayo tata lawa ngawabantu abakholwayo awukholwa kuYesu ngokuba kucaphukele okanye bakuthiye uyabona ke ngoku ngoba nxa uthanda uYesu apha efamilini kuzaba khona ke ngoku abakhathazekayo yile ndaba yokuthanda uYesu uyabona asingaba bakuthiyayo abo ayisebenzisani ke ngoku le ndawo lenithethayo tata mayicace kakuhle ebantwini torho ayiyo leya uYesu ebethetha ngayo esithi ndizokwahlukanisa asiyo tata Ray siyabonga siyabonga tata Ray eyi siyabulela tata mani unkulunkulu akugcine akugcine unkulunkulu tata Ray nonke nonke notata makamu abo nigcinani tata ubongani uthixwa nigcine dangi tata bye bye tata
enkosi enkosi Mr. Felix siyabonga kakhulu. And of course, let us come to the end of the matter. Let me start with you, Apostle. And when we look into family love, the maternal, the Canaanite mother, in Matthew 15, verses 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Elohim, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed, standing in the gap for the children. Let's take this call before I get to you, Apostle. Hello there, hi.
Hey, Abu Rezi.
Hey, my friend.
My friend.
Hey, yeah. Welcome.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yebo, Sanbonan.
Yebo, yebo.
I think I please.
Yeah.
Lama vesen wa kowutayo laone. I'm trying to show you guti. Ukrest knew guti. Kuzo wana ma divisions in the family because of the weight.
I understand.
And then Adazali. Of which, in the beginning, it was not supposed to be like that, but because of sin, even though they are changed, they are more shared. Abazali, by the entire family, when they are there. But remember, Utabantwana, Unama favorites, Unama divisions, Unama believer, Uma ancestor, Unama believer, Unkulunkulu, Unama believer, Unama Sonto, Unama believer, Kupi Kupi. So, Umzali Nagakona, by a word disguise, I hold it. Nagasaganga Seko, Nama divisions, they come in. Nakuvela isifo omunye ofuna kwenze ngentando yalela sonto omunye ufuna kwenze ngale yakhe yama ancestor omunye ufuna kwenze ngale uyangithola so that thing here the creator manje this division
yeah
mina what I'm trying to show you ukuthi uChrist knew about it, that is going to happen kuthi ama family azobe divided because of the truth kumanje nje nakuvela isifo kukhona ofuna kwenze intando yalela sonto ukuchiru ufuna ukwenza ngokweBhayibheli kukhona umunye obelieve kwama ancestor ufuna ukumkhupha ayenze ama izredo ukhona umunye ofuna ukuthi akhishwe kaso and then from there i division yenzeka ama divisions they created ama parents while they're still alive so ukuthi abantwana bawatolerate and hide it because they're afraid of the parent just like uiso he hated uJacob but because of our respect ubaba wakhe uIsaac uyowayifihla lento leyo mara umama khe wamuzwa akhuluma athi ubaba akashona ngizodila ngaye ulona uJacob you remember that so
yes.
This is the same thing baba nama grudge but because of ba respecta umzali bangamzisa ubuhlungu then asekaqeda ukuhamba umzali ngeni yavela ke i truth ukuthi kahle kahle his family was never strong in the first place so
yeah.
But here, Christ uthi nase kunjalo ungawari your family is all those obenza umthetho abangawezi bafuna ukwenza le bayenza yesintu sabo yama ancestor wabo phuma tika kimi that's where this division now comes uthi he's not gonna be your brother or sister if akayenza intando kaNkulunkulu ufuna ukudonsela emgodini.
No, thank you so much, my friend. Unfortunately, Scott Sambile, sorry, Ugutin Ukjahe Gangaga. I'm really sorry. And Doris says, hello, Bra Ray. What about my own child that disowns me for the boyfriend's family? Is that godly? But I'm the father's child and pray for her, my only child, Ma Doris. You know, these things happen, Ma Doris. That's why we need to pray. And then I was giving also that example of the Canaanite mother who was praying. We should stand in the gap for our children. Okay, let me give our guests 1 minute, 1 minute each, just to say the final words. Apostle, finally, what say you?
Finally, when reading the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 44, earlier all the believers came together and had all things in common.
Yes.
46, they continued building in one accord in the temple, breaking of bread from house to house.
Mm.
So if you're out there and probably you don't know what family love is all about, I believe that the church should create a platform and an environment where people feel loved, because I can safely assume and believe for this. In the book of Acts, there's no one on Asafidele Rato, because the Bible says they lived from family to family, house to house, you know, making sure that everybody's taken care of.
Yeah.
Everybody feels loved. So,
Absolutely. 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 Bab Makamu, finally.
If you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have a fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, yes, Islambulula.
Yeah.
Umasala ego kanye, sihamba ego kanye, sinubuhelwane nefamily yethu. Akuna division.
Yeah.
So let us not divide the family in the name of Jesus, but let us unite abantu babe united kuma families wethu through the blood of Jesus.
Absolutely. Because of thank you so much. Thank you so much. Next week, we are talking and we will touch on this issue. I trust that everyone will look into this. We are talking about spiritual healing. We are talking about healing, spiritual healing. Many families, many people in ministry, in the professions, everywhere, have been hurt quite a lot. And even family members still hold grudges. They've been hurt. They've been hurt quite a lot, and there is a need for a spiritual healing. So we are talking about that next week. Thank you so much, Apostle Pumla. Blessings to you and the family.
Blessings to you, Maruti, and to our listeners, and shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And Mfundisi Makamu, thank you so much, and blessings to you and family.
Inkomo sikhombisa umkatekisi.
UNkulunkulu akubusise, sikhonzele ekhaya baba.
Hawu kumamela nkosikazana.
Danke, danko. Siyabonga angakhohlwa phela inhlanzi. Hey madodhe inkosi
yami. Le noma futhi karapao.
Hey karapao.
No,
siyabonga. Blessings to you. Umkhonze, umkhonze kakhulu, umkhonze kakhulu.
Akho umfula amalanga anilali.
Danke, danke. Yeah, yeah. Thank you sir. Thank you sir. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the contributions, the voice notes. Thank you so much for talking to us even far much more. My daughter, Mfafela, sorry I couldn't play your message there, but I will try sometime again when we gather again. And of course, may the Father bless you. As for me, I say may the Father be glorified even more. We are learning even more from him. Tuda! Rabba.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.